Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible.
Thanks for joining us. We're still considering many of the reasons why we need to take seriously the teaching of the Bible. We finished last time by thinking about the Bible and absolute standards of morality. And thinking about God will not judge us by earth standards, but by his standards. And therefore, the conclusion we would have to come to is that compared to God's standards, we're all condemned. But, here's the but, the same Bible which tells me about sin also tells me about Jesus Christ. And he's the answer to this problem. He's the one who came into the world to save sinners. So we fall short of the absolute standard. We would all agree with that, I would imagine. Whatever standard of morality, we fall short. We're talking today to a lady and talking about why good people have morality and levels of morality, and yet many of them refuse to believe in Jesus Christ and won't come to God. It's clear that God has built his law and written his law in our hearts. That moral gauge, that standard by which we want to operate, and yet we find it impossible at times to live up to it, has been built into us by God at creation. So it's clear in the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, you may not believe that, but the Bible, that's the claim the Bible makes very, very clearly. And as a Christian, I believe it. It also is clear in the Bible that he saw that men were lost and had forfeited their lives to sin. But Jesus was different. And this is the evidence of the Bible and the evidence of history. Jesus was holy. Jesus was pure, he was sinless, he was spotless. And the Bible teaches he was willing to give that pure life of his in place of our sinful life by his death on a cross. So if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and God loved us and gave his only begotten Son that we can believe in him, it's open to everyone, whosoever, that we would be saved from God's eternal judgment, which is what it means by perishing, then we can be sure of salvation. So here's another reason. We can be sure. There is an offer that is irreversible, that is guaranteed. There's not many things in life that are guaranteed, but this is guaranteed. You can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. You can have forgiveness. You can be right with God. You can have peace with God. And so we come to think about this reason then, about the person of Jesus Christ. And we learn to listen to what he has to say. You see, the Lord Jesus would have spoken to many, many clever people in his day. And yet they were silenced often by what he said. So often when he spoke to them, they couldn't answer him a word, even though they tried to catch him out. But he wasn't deceiving people. He wasn't tricking people. He was bringing to them the truth, and the truth sometimes makes us uncomfortable. The truth sometimes exposes the shallowness of our thinking and the emptiness of our lives. There's a young man that I heard about, and he had to learn in life not to link himself to bad people because it was messing up his life. And then he learned that to follow what the Lord Jesus taught and to have company with good people really makes a difference. But it's not your behaviour that saves you. I'm thinking about you can be sure. You see, if it was just my behaviour that made me right with God the day I slipped up, the day I made a mistake, I'm back down where I was before. But the Bible teaches you can be sure because it's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that convinces me that I can be cleansed. Because the Bible states that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There's no sending away of my sin, no remission. But the Bible states that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from every sin. So he died as the spotless, holy, pure and righteous one to take the judgment for sinners and to pay the price for sin so that we could be forgiven. Now, I've got here a little book that I'm looking at, and it's got some quotations from some fairly important people. Now, these people are most likely, I haven't got any dates as to when they had these jobs, but they were pretty important people in their day, but I don't think they're with us today. But listen to what they say. This is Mark Hatfield. He was governor of Oregon, and he said this: I saw that for 31 years I'd lived for self and decided I wanted to live the rest of my life only for Jesus Christ. I asked God to forgive my self-centred life and to make my life his own. Following Jesus Christ has been an experience of increasing challenge, adventure, and indeed happiness. Living a committed Christian life is truly satisfying because it has given me true purpose and direction by serving not myself but Jesus Christ. Now that comes from a pretty high-ranking political figure in the United States. Now Robert E. Richards was a former Olympic track star. He said this: my only reason for being in sports is to give my testimony to the youth of the world that Jesus Christ can save from sin, and that one can be a Christian and still excel in good, creative things. Young people need to realise that God unleashed a tremendous spiritual power when Jesus Christ died on Calvary. That's a great testimony from an Olympian. And then Lieutenant General William K. Harrison, former senior delegate of the United Nations Command Truce Team in Korea and later Commander-in-Chief of the Caribbean Command, wrote this: it's a wonderful thing to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm exceedingly thankful that God has graciously led me to saving faith in Christ. God gives us who believe in Christ a daily personal experience which is convincing evidence of the reality of new life in Christ. See, these people were convinced and God changed their lives. And I want to put across to you today that we're not talking about weak-minded people here. We're not talking about easily persuaded people here, but they become convinced the scriptures, the Bible, is true. They become convinced that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe that he came willingly from heaven to earth. The evidence is that he was the Son of God and that God sent him to suffer the full penalty for sin so that I might go free. And as an intelligent being, I can repent of my sin and I can trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour. Now, I wonder how much you're going to think about this. You see, God leaves you in no doubt because he's given you the Bible, and read it carefully and look at its history and check its authenticity. But more than that, listen to its words, because I believe if I could not convince you today that the Bible is the word of God, I believe God can still speak to you through the Bible. Because the fact you don't agree with me that the Bible is God's word doesn't change the fact that it is. And God can speak to you. And God can convince you. Now, you need to be convinced about truth. Sincerity is not enough. So my sincere belief in the Bible is not enough. And a nurse could sincerely believe she's got the right medicine in her hand, but if she's wrong, her patient could be dead. If she gives the... It's not sincerity in its own. We need to believe what is truth, and you need to discover that. And that's why you need to think about it. You need to read it. You need to listen to it. You see, someone says to me, well, as long as a man is sincere, it doesn't really matter what he believes. Well, let's test that for a moment. One day, a neighbour decides that he's going with his wife and family, and he says, let's take the car and go for a picnic. So they go north, and they come to a level crossing on a railway line. Probably don't get them now, so it's a bit of an old story, illustration. They believe there'll be no trains on a Sunday morning, and so they try to cross, but a train comes. You see, the fact that he believed that a train didn't come didn't change the reality. The fact that I'm telling you that Jesus is the Son of God and the Bible is the Word of God is either true or false. It's not based on my sincerity. It's not based on my persuasive ability. I leave you with this today. You can be sure. You can know that God is the God of heaven. You can know his presence in your life. You can know the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus, he came to convince you of that. And he said, I am the way, the truth and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. And my prayer is that you might come to know him. My prayer is that you will know that you can be sure of God's salvation and of the blessings that he offers through faith in Jesus. Thanks for listening. Come again and join us at another stage. Thank you. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.